Welcome to the Deep Dive. So today, our source material isn't some huge academic paper. It's actually quite different.
Right.
It's a single document, really focused, basically a profile for a service advertised in Brampton. And it's, you know, it's a really interesting snapshot of how traditional knowledge, these ancient systems are packaged up and, well, marketed locally.
Absolutely. Tailored for modern problems.
Exactly. So our mission today is let's go beyond just reading this profile. We're going to really dig in.
The proper deep dive.
Yeah. Forensic look at the claims. We're going to unpack every single role they mention, every term, every promise they make.
To really get the full picture of what's being sold here.
Right. You're going to get the definitive breakdown of what the service says it is, and maybe more importantly, how it tries to position this, you know, deep expertise for someone living today.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, let's start right at the top then. The core identity being claimed. What is it, and what does that first impression tell us?
Well, it's pretty bold right from the get-go. The profile doesn't just say they're an expert.
No.
No, it calls itself the best Indian astrologer in Brampton. That does two things immediately.
Okay.
First, claiming the best. Well, that's just pure marketing, isn't it? Trying to stand out.
Just through the noise, yeah.
And second, that geographical tag, Brampton. That's crucial. It signals, you know, I'm right here, accessible, probably aiming at the local South Asian community.
Right, where there might be a built-in cultural understanding or interest in this kind of service.
Exactly. It's strategic.
Okay, so locality and being the best, that sets a strong stage. But then when you look at the actual roles they claim, it seems like it goes way beyond just, you know, predicting the future.
Oh, definitely.
What are the main roles, the sort of intersecting hats they say they wear? There are three, right?
Yeah, three primary ones listed. Mm-hmm. Astrologer, spiritual advisor, and Vedic specialist.
Mm.
And that combination, I think, is very deliberate. It's hitting potential client needs on different levels, you could say.
How so?
Well, the astrologer part is maybe the most straightforward: prediction, charts, calculations.
Okay, the technical side.
Then spiritual advisor, that's more about guidance, maybe moral support, how to navigate things.
Right.
But it's that third one, Vedic specialist, that really anchors the whole thing. That's where the claimed authority comes from.
That's really interesting because they're not just saying they follow tradition generally.
No, it's specific.
They're claiming this deep, specific, methodological root, the Vedic specialist part.
Exactly. Let's zoom in on that. If it was just astrologer, you might think, okay, standard birth charts maybe.
Right.
But adding Vedic specialist, what does that really signal about the knowledge system they're claiming?
It connects the whole practice directly to the Vedas.
Right. The foundational texts of Hinduism. Ancient revered scriptures.
So when the source mentions using age-old knowledge to enhance your life.
That's what they mean. They're confirming the methodology stems from this specific, deep tradition. It's not just generic star signs.
Gotcha. So this is suggesting a much broader philosophical framework.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The Vedic system, it's comprehensive. It covers Dharma, righteous living, Ayurvedic health concepts, rituals, understanding life patterns. It's vast.
Wow.
So for someone who knows, or even just as the weight of that term Vedic, it acts as a huge validator.
Like a mark of authenticity and depth.
Precisely. It implies the advice isn't just made up, but comes from a time-tested holistic system. It gives it a certain gravity.
More than just a psychic reading, for sure.
Much more. It links planetary stuff with personal health, spiritual path.
Yeah.
It's all meant to be interconnected in that view.
Okay, so it's a claim to understand the underlying rules of life, not just predicting events. That's a big promise.
It is. Mm-hmm. And blending those three roles, astrologer, advisor, Vedic specialist, gives them this claimed authority over both the practical and the, let's say, metaphysical side of problems.
Right, covering all the bases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have this claimed authority. Let's see how they say they put it into action. The big promise is being dedicated to enhancing your life.
Yes.
How do they package that? What are the actual, like, concrete things they promise to deliver to a client, according to this source?
They list three main deliverables, quite clearly.
Right.
First, precise predictions. That's about foresight, knowing what's coming. Accuracy is the key word there.
Prediction, guys.
Second, potent cures. Now, this one is interesting. It moves beyond just knowing into doing something about it. Intervention.
Potent cures. We definitely need to unpack that one. And the third.
Third is individualized readings, which emphasizes, you know, that it's custom work,
yeah,
tailored to you, your chart, your situation.
Okay, individualized readings make sense for any personal service, but let's go back to those other two, precise predictions and potent cures.
Yeah, the juxtaposition is key.
Knowing versus doing. What does putting potent cures right alongside predictions tell us about how powerful they claim this service is?
Well, it's probably the biggest claim they make, isn't it? An advisor usually gives you insight, information, maybe you change your behavior based on that.
You adjust.
But claiming a potent cure that suggests they can actively fix something or at least mitigate it, it makes the provider an agent of change, not just an information source.
Okay, so what are these cures likely to be in this kind of context? We're not talking medicine, presumably.
No, almost certainly not medical cures in the Western sense. Within Vedic astrology, cures usually means spiritual or cosmic remedies, things you do.
Like what, for example?
It could be recommending specific gemstones to wear, you know, on a certain finger associated with a certain planet.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Or chanting specific mantras, these sacred sounds, maybe at specific times. Performing small rituals called pujas, maybe to soothe a difficult planetary influence.
Ah, okay. Actions.
Sometimes it's even advice on timing. Like, don't start that big project during this planetary period. That itself is seen as a kind of remedy shifting the timing.
That makes sense. So the prediction might say, uh-oh, difficult career phase coming up. And the potent cure is the specific gemstone or mantra or ritual that the Vedic specialist prescribes to, what, lessen the blow or navigate it better?
Precisely. It translates that big cosmic picture into something concrete you can do.
So you're not just paying for the bad news, potentially. You're paying for the prescription.
You're paying for the prescription, yes. The claimed power here is being able to align your life, your energy, with those cosmic forces that the predictions reveal.
Insight, intervention, and all personalized. A full package.
That's the pitch. A complete solution.
Okay, we get the method, we get the claimed results. What about the topics? The service says it gives accurate solutions to life's challenges. What specific areas of life, those common human worries, does the source actually mention?
Well, they wisely hit the big three. The absolute core concerns for most people.
Which are?
Love, work, and health.
Ah, the trifecta.
Absolutely. Relationships, career, feeling well. Those are the pillars, right? The main sources of both joy and anxiety in modern life.
Yeah. Can't argue with that. It's smart marketing to focus right there. That's where people often feel vulnerable, where they seek outside answers.
Definitely. And the idea is applying these ancient Vedic principles to very 21st century problems, specifically in a place like Brampton.
Right. So how might that work? Like linking planets to job stress?
Yeah, for instance, a Vedic specialist might analyze Mars's position in your chart regarding career ambition,
sure,
or maybe conflict at work.
Okay.
Or look at Jupiter for general prosperity and well-being, which relates to health. These old models get mapped directly onto things like, should I take this job, or why am I feeling so run down?
Or dating issues, presumably, under love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they don't box themselves in either.
How so?
The profile makes sure to include other topics as well.
Ah, the catch-all.
It's the safety net, yeah. It basically says, look, even if your specific worry doesn't fit neatly into love, work, or health, we still claim to have an answer.
Because the Vedic system itself claims to be all-encompassing.
That's the underlying assertion. It's meant to address the whole of human existence, so theoretically, no problem is outside its scope.
So, connecting this back, what we're seeing is a really sophisticated translation process, almost.
I think so.
Taking ancient wisdom and showing its direct relevance to today's immediate stresses.
Yep.
Love, job, health.
Yes, it bridges that gap between this potentially distant philosophical tradition and your very immediate, practical, daily concerns. It shows market awareness.
They know what people are worrying about now.
Precisely. They're selling heritage, yes, but as a shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
A definitive, actionable shortcut to solving your modern uncertainties.
Okay, nearly there. To complete the picture for you listening,
yeah,
we need the practical bits.
The nuts and bolts.
Yeah. If someone reads this profile, feels intrigued by this blend, astrologer, spiritual advisor, Vedic specialist, how do they actually engage? What contact details are provided?
Right. The source makes it pretty easy to connect. They give you several ways in.
Okay.
First, there's a dedicated website. It's listed as thebestastrology.kbestindianastrologer in Brampton. So that's like the main digital storefront.
Website, got it.
Then, for sending a message, maybe an initial query, there's an email. The contact mail is shivaramastrologer55@gmail.com.
Email, okay.
And finally, for direct contact, presumably faster, there's a contact number. +1 647 614 7099.
Right, a phone number too.
So web, email, phone.
Yeah.
They cover the main ways people connect these days.
Makes sense. All targeted, presumably, at that Brampton audience they're focused on.
Seems likely.
Okay, so we've really pulled this profile apart. I think the key thing that stands out is that strategic mix of roles.
The three ats.
Yeah, the Vedic specialist providing that deep, ancient authority, the spiritual advisor for the guidance piece, and the astrologer for the actual predictions.
They all work together.
Right, to promise not just information, the precise predictions, the individualized readings, but also action, those potent cures.
Yes, intervention.
Applied across those core life areas.
Yeah.
Love, work, health.
So yeah, what does it all boil down to? I mean, this profile, it's almost a perfect case study, isn't it?
How so?
Of how you take very specific heritage-based knowledge claiming these ancient roots and you package it. You market it as something practical, solution-focused for a very specific, modern, local audience.
Right. Packaging tradition for today's consumer anxiety.
Exactly. It's a claimed pathway from feeling lost or worried to getting a clear answer and a fix.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you to consider building on all this. We talked a lot about that difference between precise predictions and potent cures.
Mm-hmm. The knowing versus the doing.
If a prediction is truly precise, doesn't that kind of imply the future is set? Certainty.
I'll tell you that, yeah.
But then if a cure is truly potent, yeah, doesn't that imply you have the power to change that future, to alter that certainty?
Ah, the tension.
Right. So what stands out to you about that balance? Between what's destined, apparently, and the claimed power to intervene, whether it's human will or ritual action, it's a fundamental question about fate and free will, really.
Packaged as a service.
Exactly. Something to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today.